So welcome to this deeper discussion. My name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. And today we're going to be doing a podcast style episode on all kinds of aspects of happiness. And I so enjoy doing these and going deeper on a topic. And today I'm so pleased we have Kate as my guest co-host. And we hope to inspire you and give you some hints and tips about how to cultivate more bits and bytes of happiness and to bring that into your life, because who doesn't need some more happiness? So nice to be with you, and let's dig into this theme and the topic of happiness. So welcome.
Thank you.
So let's get started. I invite all of you listeners out there to start your own dialogue with yourself and begin living into the rich question of how would you define happiness for yourself? What does happiness mean to you? And it could take you a bit of time to really, you know, ferret this out and flesh it out. And we all have our own unique ideas around that definition and the meaning of happiness. Have you ever thought about, Kate, you know, happiness and what that might mean for you in your life?
Well, when I think about happiness, to me, I think about gratitude. When I was pondering this question, it came to me that I love having my family and friends around me. That brings me happiness. And for me, really, it's about seeing other people making somebody else's day brighter, whether it's me making somebody else's day brighter. That brings happiness to me. And when I see it in others, when I see other people doing random acts of kindness that is unexpected, that really warms my heart and it brings me so much happiness. I'm around children a lot during the day, and it's so special when I see them just organically doing something kind to somebody else. That's when I really see myself smiling. I'm smiling inside and I'm smiling outside. That's the goal for me, is trying to bring happiness in random acts to people that I know and people that I may not know.
Wow. I think about those lineups where people could be in their car and they're paying the coffee for the person that's behind them, and they don't know who those people are, but on some level they know that it's going to make a bit of an impact. And I think that's lovely, and it's so interesting because everyone's going to have their own definition of happiness, and gratitude really speaks volumes for you, and it does resonate very deeply with me as well. I think, you know, a tip for the listeners is you could spend some time reflecting on that whole thing around happiness and what it means to you by journaling about it and by starting to notice in your day-to-day life when you are feeling happy, and then track what you're doing at that moment, and you become more aware just by doing that. Another rich question to ponder is this one, is how aware are you around how much happiness you tell yourself is possible? And is there a noticeable voice within you that pops up, like an inner critic, for example? What would be some thoughts or messages that greet you? So, you know, what is it that you tell yourself, Kate, around happiness, and what do you tell yourself is possible?
Well, you know, I think sometimes you just get so bogged down with your day-to-day living, whether it's, you know, your job, you're in a routine like Groundhog's Day, you churn up and you're there every day at the same time, you pull in. Sometimes you forget about even thinking about happiness, and it's sort of, that's why for me it resonates when I see random acts of kindness and it brings a smile to my face. It reminds me about being happy. Yeah, I guess for me, I have to just remember, like you were saying, like pay attention to those moments, what does make you happy, and try to bring that out more throughout the day.
I think if I hear what you're saying, it's around paying attention and being conscious in the present moment when you catch yourself in those moments and those windows, and that can carry you throughout your day, and it's like little strings of nuggets that you can build upon. And it got me thinking too, is for me, I decided to increase the amount of happiness that I tell myself is possible. That just gave me a lot of freedom, and it made me feel really happy to think about, oh, I can change this. So by making a conscious decision to increase happiness in an area of my life by 10%, I know that that's pretty doable. Having started a gratitude journal in my own life has really primed my own pump, and I suggest, for example, for people as another hint and tip, is every morning you could do what I do, is I write at least 5 new things that I'm grateful for. And then each evening as I prepare for bed, I review my day. And I think, you know, what happened during the day? What am I grateful for? And remembering those moments is a touch point before I put myself to sleep. And I recognize that I am connected. Being present and aware and attending to these things in the daytime really makes me feel happy. All of that are little bridges towards happiness.
I think what you said there about following up at the end of the day, like, you know, I do my gratitude journal in the morning, but I don't do it at the end of the day. And I think that's brilliant because you can really take a look at your day and remind yourself of what has happened in your day and go to bed feeling peaceful. And one thing that I found powerful as well, if there's somebody in your gratitude journal that you are grateful for, telling that person at some point that you're grateful for them, it's reciprocated to you as well, you know, because they're so grateful that you told them, you're grateful for them, they're grateful for you, and it just sort of starts snowballing.
Yeah, and I mean, how often are we in our heads where we have thoughts about people and we don't express them, but imagine if we did that more consciously and just said, thank you so much. I think we all thank people, but in a way that is really meeting their eye gaze and making eye contact and really connecting with them so that they're seeing that you're paying attention to them and you're really heartfelt about it. Which brings me to this wonderful technique, and it's so easy to do, and it's something that you could do anytime during your day if you want to take a 5-minute siesta or coffee break to bring yourself back into resonance with yourself. And it is a quick coherence technique, and it's heart-focused and heart-based. So imagine that you focus your attention in the area of your heart, in the center of your chest, and you imagine that you're breathing through your heart. And you really pay attention and you imagine that's happening. And you start to breathe and let that flow in and out through that area of your heart. And it can be very calming and it can be very grounding. It can help you to get into a heart feeling. And as you continue to breathe through this area of your heart, you can recall a positive feeling and a time when you felt so good inside and try to re-experience it. It could be a feeling of appreciation for the good things in your life or the love and care you feel for someone, or it could even be a pet. It could be around anything that you love unconditionally. Bringing that sense within your heart can be a touch point that you can do to kind of get you back to that sense of, I am doing okay and I feel that I'm able to get back out there. And you could do it, you know, anytime during the day when you have a few moments and you want to regroup. Another incredible thing that I think is easy to do, it's simple, is you could write a list in your journal with some questions like, I feel happy when I'm doing, and then fill in the blank. And if you created a list and kind of took stock of some of those things, then that's a reminder that where can I fit in doing some of those activities, or if I've dropped them, how can I bring them back in again a 10% way so that it's doable. You can also ask yourself in journal about, I notice I feel good when I'm around this person or this pet, for example, and I look forward to doing, and then fill in the blank. And some of my favorite simple pleasures are, and what are some of your simple pleasures that you would like in an ordinary day, or maybe you don't do it as much as maybe you could?
Well, just before I answer that, I just wanted to say that making a list of things that you appreciate in your life sometimes is very helpful when you are feeling down and you are, you know, you're setting yourself up to do the heart breathing. And, you know, it's hard for you to remember what you're happy about because you're feeling so down. Having that list that you can refer to would be very helpful.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So even if you wrote notes in your phone, it's with you all the time. So things that I do that make me feel good, that I enjoy exercising. And I find that sometimes, you know, I'm tired at the end of the day. I don't feel like exercising. And I do it and the endorphins start going and I feel just great afterwards. So exercising, I'm doing that quite regularly now and I can tell the difference just in my energy level. Also reading, I really enjoy reading. That makes me feel good, depending on the book, I guess. But, you know, turning the TV off and just having some time to do that. Being around my sister makes me happy. And being around people in general makes me happy. And one thing that I'm noticing here in Canada, the weather's turning. The flowers are gone outside, but I'm starting to bring flowers into my own space. And it's, you know, I walk by the store and I see these flowers and oftentimes I'll just keep going. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring that home. And so I've been doing that on a regular basis and that just brightens my day. I'm trying to do things like that, surround myself with things that...
Like beauty and things that bring you pleasure, visual pleasure. And it's so different for so many people what brings them pleasure. For some people, it can be bringing in flowers, which is beautiful, and enjoying a great cup of tea, like one that they might indulge in or pay for. It might be a bit more expensive, but it might be worth it. And I really encourage everybody to be creative and imagine a blank slate where you draw yourself in, like draw yourself into the scene of your life and think about different ways that you can bring and add some small pleasures, simple things, or how you can spend time with people that you feel good around. Just increase it by 10%. See what starts to show up in your life.
And, you know, just thinking about the times we're in, you know, we're talking to people so much on the phone, maybe we don't see them as much, but having those moments where instead of doing a phone call, maybe you're doing a Zoom or a FaceTime, and it doesn't have to be for a long period of time, but seeing that other person's face, even, you know, just for a few minutes, it's an unexpected kind of how much that sort of makes you feel happy and you appreciate that person. Even though you're talking to them, it's different when you actually see them, even if it's on your phone.
So it's almost like we have opportunities to be more conscious about things and drawing them in so that we're not in the same old routines, but we are enhancing our own sense of happiness. And we can talk to people in our lives and go have a conversation. What makes them happy? You could surprise somebody with their favorite meal. And there's all kinds of ways that it can be kind of reciprocal and to start a dialogue with other people that are important to you and see where that takes you. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, which I thought was so fascinating, is that apparently there is, first of all, I want to talk about the happiness continuum and then thread this next piece through. But if we were to think about our own lives and if there's a continuum from 0 to 10, where 0 might be we experience a bit of happiness during the week, to on the far end of 10, where we feel we have a lot of happiness every day. Somewhere on that continuum, you could find yourself normally, where would you land? And that gives you a snapshot. That snapshot, of course, can change and you can, you know, move that. And I think that's an exciting piece. But it's also interesting that there's something that the scientists who've been studying have come up with, and it's called the hedonic adaption. And it means that it's kind of we have these set points, almost like we have a body weight that we tend to kind of go back to as a set point, and they're also applying this towards a happiness set point. And so no matter what's going on in our lives, good or bad, it seems like we kind of fit back into that set point. Our levels of happiness are hardly ever permanently affected by life circumstances. So I think it's so fascinating to think of, you know, locate yourself on the continuum and then, you know, do a little plotting and planning and figuring out where you can enhance that. And there's something about giving to other people or enhancing their lives. And I think things come back to you. I think this is such a rich discussion. And I've done a meditation and guided visualization about happiness. During that podcast, I invite you, if you haven't listened to it already, that really brings people in a different way to experience happiness and explore it with their 5 senses. So there is so much that we can do to go forward and learn more and research about happiness. And I just want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me today. And is there anything that you have as a final comment about what you would say to a younger version of yourself about, you know, what happiness maybe used to mean to you when you're little and now what it means being where you are in your life now?
Well, I guess to my younger self, I would say, you know, enjoy the moments you're in. And, you know, the past is gone and we don't know what tomorrow brings. So enjoy just waking up in the morning and know that this is your day. Every day is your day. It's a gift.
And I think building on that, today is a good day to build a better day. So thank you. Okay, so I hope there's been some inspiration for all of you out there. And until next time, I wish you well.